פרק שלישי. אבל באמת תהיה התשובה מהאדם. אומר בזה, כי תיתכן לו אחר הגדמס ידיעסו בשבע דברים. הראשון, שידע גנוס מעשהו, ידיע ברורה. כי אם לא יסבר לזה, ויהיה מסתפק, או שוגג בלתי מזד, לא תיתכן החרטה ממנו עליו, ובקשה זה מכיל לבה. כמו שכוסף, כפשעי אני עדע, וחטוסי נגדי סמד. והשני שידע אופן רוע מעשהו גנוסו. כי אם לא יסבור אצלו כי מעשהו רע ומפעלו אינו טוב, לא יסחרד עליו ולא יקבל תנאי התשובה ממנו ודין הבא כדין השוגג. ואמס לאוסו וחובה, כמו שנאמר, שיעס מיובן מן הסתרס נקני. What's the difference between these two, the first two of the seven here that the Chavos HaLavos is listening? What's the difference between them? Sheyeda gnus ma'aseh yudiyah beruva, sheyeda ofen ra ma'aseh gnusa. So I'm not really sure. If you take a look in the Lev Tov, I think he understands it differently than we're about to say. I'm not sure that what we're about to say is correct. But it could be that what he means is as follows. In order for a person to have hakaras hachet, so A, he has to know about the chet. Well, I'll take the example of Lashon Hara. So in order to have hakaras hachet for talking Lashon Hara, so A, a person has to know that there's an issur Lashon Hara. B, a person has to know what qualifies as Lashon Hara. So a person... if a person doesn't know there's an issa lashon hara, he's certainly not going to do tshuva for having spoken lashon hara. If a person knows there's an issa lashon hara, but makes the what Chafetz Chaim said, you know, in his day was a very widespread mistake that he did so much to dispel, which is that if it's true, it's not lashon hara. If a person is under that mistaken impression, so then, Vaitu, even though he knows there's an issur lashon hara, but he doesn't know that what he did qualifies and violates that issur. I'm not sure if that accounts for all the words here, but maybe. Harishon sheyeda gnus ma'aseh yadiyah berura. It's clear. You know, he understands unequivocally that there's an issur. And B, he and Hasheni sheyeda ofen ra ma'aseh gnuso. Now again, the lashon ma'aseihu makes it sound like that there's more to what he's saying than what we just said. But again, there too, maybe what it means is that I don't know. I don't know, maybe that's what it means. I mean, the idea is obviously certainly true. Whether that's what the Chovos HaLevavos is referring to, I don't know. V'hashlishi sheyeda b'chiyuv ha'gvul al ma'asehu. For a person to be aroused to tshuva, he has to know that there's a din v'cheshvan. He has to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no saying Socha Tov L'shamei Mitzvosav, and is ma'anish to one who is Ovel Mitzvosav Rachmanu Litzlan. Kim lo yeda ze ein atzorach mevio ela charata olav. However, ukshe yizbara atzal ki hu amash olav yisharet achar kach vivakesh amachila. Kamo shekosev ki achre yishubi nechamti vo amas soma mipartacha besari umimishpatacha yoreisi. So the Mefarshim here suggests that the Chovos HaLevavos is bringing the raya from the, it's the second half of the pasuk. Achrei shuvi nichamti, the achrei hivodi, the end of the pasuk is safakti al yarech. Right. After I was informed, after I became aware, so safakti al yarech. And that the Chovos HaLevavos is learning pshat, achrei hivadi, about the onesh that one is liable for the onesh, so it was something that was a source of great tzar. Well, the Chovos HaLevavos here, what one sees reflected, something the Chovos HaLevavos will talk about later. Right? Kayodua, the Gemara in Yuma distinguishes between that there are two types of tshuva. There's a tshuva meyira, there's a tshuva meyava. And the Chovos HaLevavos here seems to be operating only with the only type of tshuva is a tshuva meyira, because he says if a person won't have that soma mipatuch abzari, if he won't have that that fright of his liability for onesh, he won't do tshuva. But what do you do with the other type of tshuva, the tshuva me'ava also? So you talk in the terms as follows. If you jump ahead for a moment, again, if you have it in the same volume, so go to Shar Avos Hashem. It's the last of the Shorim and Chovos HaLevavos to the Psicha. Okay, in this edition, if you're using the same edition, it's page Shin Yud Ches, and it's a new paragraph. Behave Po'onim Makdim HaSefer Zecha Yiras Elokim. That's a few, maybe three or four paragraphs into the Psicha. V'harbe po'amim makdim ha-sefer zeche yiras ha-lakim al-avasa k'mo sh'ama v'atle yisoh ma sh'ama k'ach ha-shal me'imach. So Chovos HaLevavos writes, v'oma v'es ha-shem l'kech ha-tira uvo sidbok v'chiev ha-din l'hakdim ha-yira al-ho'ava v'elokim. Right? Din, logic, dictates that the Torah always has to first present the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem and only afterwards to speak about Avas Hashem. Mipnei Shehi, referring to Yira, Mipnei Shehi, Tachlas HaPrishas V'Sofa HaRochog, V'hakrova shebemadregos el madregos avos elokim, v'hu hasha'ar harishon misha'oreha. And here's the line that we especially want to hone in on. V'yefshu sheyagia ha'odom eleha, el achar shetikdan yirosu pachdom elokim yizbarach. Real avos Hashem, says the Chovos HaLevavos, is only possible building upon a foundation of Yira. A person can't bypass Yira. A person can't sort of, you know, leapfrog from, I don't know, from whatever the you know, the starting line is of Avodas Hashem, and, you know, just leapfrog to Avos Hashem. Eif sheyagia adam eleha, meaning Avos Hashem, ela achar shetikdan yirosu pachdom elokim yizbarach. So Yitachin, that's what we have reflected here also, that Eina Chanami, the Chovos HaLevavos, is operating only with Tshuva Meira, because for a person to begin doing Tshuva, the Yiras Hashem has to precede Avos Hashem, one who's in need, by and large, in most cases, one who has can relate to too many of the Alchaites and too many of the Ashamnas. You know, certainly there is the Yira is also still deficient. So Tshuva Me'ava is not, there's nothing to talk about. You can't start with Tshuva Me'ava. It has to start with Tshuva Me'ira. And that's why the Chovos HaLevavos, Taka says, no. To do Tshuva, there has to be a Yira, because initially a person is going to do a Tshuva Me'ira. You have this theme is widespread in Sefer Chassidus, that reflecting this sequencing, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are a time for Tshuva Meira, and that Sukkot is a time for Tshuva Me'ava. But it reflects again that same idea that there are no shortcuts. A person doesn't just, again, a person can't just leapfrog to Ahava without the first cultivating and establishing the foundation of Yira. Revi sheyeda shehu shomer olav v'nichta v'sefer v'nosaf v'lo yav olav helem v'lo shechacha v'lo hanocha. Nothing is hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's aware of everything. V'lo shechacha, and it's not as if with a human being, so the human being could initially be aware but then forget. Lo hanocha means what the Gemara in Bava Kama says, that a person is not supposed to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas hachesed, nidas harachamim, doesn't express itself, doesn't translate into HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mevata, that, oh, it's no big deal. You can forget about forget about all the chatat. No, the midas hachesed, midas harachamim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us, encourages us, aboli tam mesayin, also facilitates our doing tshuva. But that's how the midas hachesed and rachamim express themselves, not through vitor, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just, okay, we'll, ma'avi rishon, maybe that works once or twice, but beyond whatever the midah of ma'avi rishon entails, beyond that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevata. That's what the Chavos HaVavos means. V'lo hanocha. K'mosh shenema, halal komusim, modi chosim be'otzer osay. V'omar, b'yad kol ha'odom yachtom, l'adas kol anshe ma'asehu. Ki im yachshav ki hu mufko, v'ein nanu shamo olav, lo yischared, v'lo yivakesh ha'machila bo. Mipnei ichor onsho olav. Right, a person will mistake, he'll mistakenly interpret the fact that he hasn't been punished, ichor onsho, he'll mistakenly interpret that he's not going to be punished. And again, and given that we need to be jump-started by Yira, we can't be jump-started by Ava, we need to be jump-started by Yira, so this is part of the engendering the Yira, that recognition. והחמישי שידע באמס כי התשובה אופן רפואס מדווהו. The tshuva is the cure to his illness, that it will heal him. V'hadarach, and the tshuva is the daf el ha'arucha, right? Alei arucha u'marpe, right? Arucha is similar. V'hadarach el arucha meiroa ma'aseh u'gnus mefalo, v'shabo yisakein ta'usa v'yoshav avidaso. The Rav has in one of the drushas in Al Tshuva how the Novi, the Neviim, use the Moshal, they refer to Tshuva as refuah. The chait constitutes a spiritual illness, and the Tshuva is the refuah. Tshuva banim shavavim erpa b'shuva set. Maybe there, but you have in various psukim, you have this moshal of tshuva being of depicted as refuah, which is what the Chovas HaLevavos is reflecting here as well. If a person won't recognize and believe in the Koach HaTshuva, and Koach HaTshuva to be Mechaper as well, so then Yo'esh Mikaparas HaBori Yisbarach Merachamav. So he'll despair, he'll be despondent, and that will inhibit his doing Tshuva. Same idea that the Ramban has in his Hagdam Sefer Dvarim. Ramban says that's the pshat in the pasuk in the Shir HaMaalos of Ki Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivarei. What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you forgive, right? Forgiveness is with you, L'man Tivarei, so that you will be feared, so that we'll have Yir Shamayim. Ramban says the same idea as the Chovas HaLevavos says here in this paragraph, that if we didn't believe in the possibility of attaining mechila, slicha, v'chapara, so then we would be misyayish. We would figure, you know, we're doomed anyway, so what's the point? And there would be a sense of yish. That's what the Chovas HaLevavos is saying here as well. Ki im lo yizbara etzlo zeh, yisyayish mikaparas avar yizbara chumei rachamav. And v'lo yivakish mimena ha-mechila ma'asha kodem l'meiroa mefalo. If he doesn't think he can attain it, he's not going to pursue it. K'mo sha'amar, kein amartum le'mo, kifsha'enu v'chatoseinu oleinu, uvom anachnu nemakim, ve'ech nechye. V'hoysa ha'tshuval zeh me'abore al-yidei nevi'o, chay'oninu ma'ashem al-kim, em'ech bo'ot v'mo'os v'rosho, kiim b'shuv v'osho midarko v'choyev. Okay, we'll stop here.